It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Hi, it's Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings once again. Today, another music maker is in our studios. It's going to be an Australian performer who lives in New York and also Washington, D.C., splits his time between both. We welcome Tim Fontaine in our studios. So hang around. We've got a great Border Crossings in store for you today here on The Voice of America. Listening to the music of Tim Fontaine, and I'd like to welcome you to D.C. Well, actually, I shouldn't even have to welcome you. You know, you live down here.
This is true, yes.
You live down the block. Welcome to America. How about that one?
Thank you.
How long have you lived in the U.S.?
3 years.
3 years now.
Yeah.
And what was the biggest adjustment coming from Melbourne, Australia to live in D.C. and New York?
Sheer numbers.
Just numbers.
Numbers, yeah. And the fact that we have cities that are close to one another over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the East Coast line alone. You know, with the Boston, New York, Philly, that's just very unfamiliar to me.
Mm-hmm.
The distance between Melbourne and Sydney is 1,000 kilometers.
Mm, wow.
So yeah, I'm not used to this bus travel from one city to another because it's an option here.
Right. And yeah. I would think another adjustment might be, you know, is the metric system. Is that the U.S. just hasn't grasped that. The rest of the world has, but we here, you know, we don't know kilometers. And
I know. So I should have translated that into, I think, 670 miles.
Everybody listening will know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, I won't know. I'm the only one.
I think it's about, is it 670 miles?
Wow.
1,000 kilometers?
Yes. Sounds right. I'll agree with
you. Yes, I have had a hard time with that, yes. Yards and feet and inches, yes.
So Tim Fontaine, is you're a part of a group, and it's kind of a one-man show, I understand. You have a band.
I've got it's a production name of sorts. It's called Barocco, and I started that myself back in Melbourne, and I spent a lot of time writing songs alone. And then after moving to America, gradually put a live effort together. Mm-hmm. So I've got some guys in New York that help me with that. Mm-hmm. And we play regularly around the city there. There are four. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that it is right now. I'm not sure where it's going to be in the future as far as numbers of mm-hmm. people. But at the present moment, it is a rock act. I'm not sure what the future will hold. But
and what's the origin of Barocco?
It's a place in Papua New Guinea.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that either. See, metrics and geography, you've lost
Papua New Guinea, yeah. It has some family significance, but I needed to say something. Tim's not an especially interesting name. So, yeah, it's a little catchier, I think. Mm-hmm.
And have you traveled there?
No, I haven't, no. So I don't have that legitimate claim to it.
How did you get that particular place? You could have called yourself Cleveland. You
know. I could have, yes. But the family has ties to this place in Papua New Guinea, yeah.
I got it.
Not from there.
Right.
But there are ties.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing music in your life? You're a young guy.
And I took time out from probably 6, 7, 8 years ago alone. To write songs. I didn't necessarily know I wanted to do it that way. But I didn't want to get into any band or anything like that. I didn't feel as though I had anything to bring at that stage. So I thought that getting material together would be the best way to go. And it's only been because I did that that I've been able to have other people play along, because without material, you can't really invite anybody to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a lot longer than it would have if I'd done it with other people, of course.
Hmm.
But I got to do things my way, and I think that's formed some bad habits. And I don't like to do them any other ways now.
Hmm.
So I'm adjusting to having other people involved. Hmm. But it's been healthy for the most part.
We're talking with Tim Fontaine, who's in our studios here on Border Crossings today. And so why America? Why did you could have gone anywhere in the world if you were relocating to start a music career. Why would you pick America as your location?
I'd been to New York a few times before, mm-hmm. and it seemed like a place I needed to spend some time in, to sort of get it out of my system, to meet it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a place conveniently that lends itself to the musical pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that there would be a wealth of musicians there and opportunities there. But the thing I've come to learn about New York is that there are so many people doing that sort of thing, that it's more competitive. And in many ways, confusing as it may seem, it's probably one of the worst places to do it.
Right, right.
Because you've got however many people competing with you.
Right.
Yes, there are more venues and more people, but the notoriety is just not there.
Mm.
So we'll see. That's where we are right now, and we're going to try to work through that.
Now, what do you think you're best at doing? You're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a musician. Where does Tim shine the best?
I think the writing's probably the thing that I could stand behind more than anything else. The musicianship is not my specialty. I, like I said, spent time alone just figuring out ways to record songs, not actually learning instruments. You're about to see that.
All right. Well, you've got my suspense built, and I want to hear something now, so I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing something for us.
Sure.
Love to hear a song.
Let's do that.
What's the song we're going to hear?
First, we're going to hear Like a Fallen Rose.
All right. Tim Fontaine.
And another fleshless Saturday. You were so inclined to fill your cup and to pass the time away. all but know. Jane, yeah, you don't think about me like I think about you. Oh, no, no, no. Jane Eyre, girl, you love me like a fallen rose. And you sentenced me, yeah, to 6 months at the bottom of your court. No, but no, no. Jane Eyre, you don't think about me like I think about you. Oh, no, 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 no. Jane Eyre, fascination drove me around the bend. Girl, you climb the stairs, run the halls where the doubters never win. All by now, Jane Eyre, don't think about me like I think about you. We can tell down at Gibraltar all this wretched while. I've wanted only to love you. But if you change your mind, why don't you come on down to the water? Wow, I want only to love you. But if you change your mind, won't you come on down to the water? Oh, this wretched wow, to love you.
Wow, that sounded great. What was the name of that again?
Like a Fallen Rose.
Like a Fallen Rose.
Yeah.
So what inspired that song? I mean, obviously it's a love story.
It is a love song. Not a happily ending
no?
love story, no. But, you know, a lot of the good ones are that way. Yeah, it's been a pretty well-received song so far. Mm-hmm. The guys in the band have liked playing it, and it sounds good with them involved. It's sort of grown arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a personal one, but at the same time, mm-hmm. it's something that people could surely relate to.
Right. Now, yeah. And, you know, if I can get a little bit into your personal life, since mm-hmm. we're talking about love songs, you're a happily married guy.
I am, yes.
Your
wife... I wasn't at the time that I wrote that, of
oh,
course.
Really? You
no,
weren't? Oh.
No, no, no. I wrote that a few years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, so her
your
out
wife?
There. Yes.
Yeah, you. The missus?
The missus, yes. She came along more recently, yes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, so I don't have any need of those sorts of songs right now.
No, now they're happy love songs with happy.
Yeah, yeah, which is a strange idea, yeah.
Tim Fontaine's in the studio. The new album, by the way, your debut album, Almost Human. Why did you call it that? Obviously, there's probably a song on the album called Almost Human.
I don't know, actually. Actually, no, that's not true. There was a Leonard Cohen lyric that made a reference to Almost Human.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the song Suzanne?
Mm-hmm.
By Leonard Cohen.
Right.
There was a reference in there to Almost Human. And I always enjoyed it. It always spoke to me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just lifted it from Leonard Cohen, basically.
And what do you...
Plagiarized.
What is the message that the debut album... This is your... I mean, when you're putting your first album out,
yeah.
it's kind of like, here I am and this is what I do.
Yeah.
It's your business card. It's your introduction.
Yeah.
So what's the message behind Almost Human, the new album?
Well, it is a contemporary rock sound. It's not anything too peculiar sounding.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose the message would be, if there was one, that there's an imagery that comes with these things that I put a lot of thought into, and I don't know that everybody else does that, whether they don't like doing those things or I don't know how valuable it is, but that's the sort of thing that I really focus on.
Well, you have more control because you're producing the album and you're putting the whole project together yourself.
Yeah, that's right. So I've had time to think about it to the point of madness. And yeah, I think there are things in there that I've spent time on that other people just wouldn't bother with. And for a lot of the time, that seems crazy. But there are occasionally rewards for that sort of thing.
Was it a difficult process? Because as a songwriter who is also putting together his very first album, you must have hundreds of songs to choose from, but you can't put out hundreds on one album.
No, I think it's the ones that work out. You know, the way that you imagine them in your head is rarely the end result. So it became about which ones worked well and which successfully came together.
And so you're now on tour promoting the album, or you have a tour planned very soon?
Hoping to do some dates up and down the East Coast later this year.
How about world tour? Go back home,
play in Australia. I would love to do that. I'd love to do that. Yeah, we're not quite at that point. I'm hoping so. That'd be great.
Were you working on your music when you lived back in Australia?
Yeah, I actually wrote and completed the vast majority of it there. And that was, as you said, a business card. So when I got here, I was able to actually connect with other musicians because I had that. And if I didn't have that, it wouldn't have been possible at all.
And you're doing a lot of performing here somewhere, I guess. You're.
No, the New York's strictly the performance city at the moment.
What are
the guys in the band are all in New York.
Okay.
They're all based there. So.
And you like the American audiences compared to the Australian, or do you have
I think that I was very inexperienced back in Australia. This was something that I've spent more time on in the US. But I think that the audiences would have been a little more terrifying over there. There seems to be more of a warmth in the crowds in New York. And I think that I've been better off for having cut my teeth in those sorts of rooms rather than some of the rooms back home. Some of them are still a bit rough back home. Well, and they might have just chewed me up. You know.
Tim Fontaine is in our studios, and his debut album is Almost Human. And we're talking with Tim about the music. And looking at you, you look more like a movie actor than you do a music guy.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have aspirations to be in the movie business?
Maybe I should.
Yeah, you should.
As a musician,
I'm sure your wife would probably agree.
Perhaps. As a musician, I might make a good actor as a musician, yeah. But I can't act, though.
You can't.
That's a big problem.
It didn't hurt Rick Springfield.
Really?
He's from Australia.
He is. He's from Sydney.
He's been on this show.
Has he really?
Yeah, we had him on about a month ago.
Really? A month ago?
Yeah, he's promoting a new book.
Wow. So he writes and he acts.
He writes and acts and sings.
Wow. Rick. Jesse's
and he told me, he said, you've got to listen to Tim Fontaine.
Oh, I like to think so, yes.
But no interest in acting or anything like that?
I have interest in writing.
For film?
No.
Do you want to score
for
a film?
Literature.
For literature. Oh, literature.
Yeah, yeah. I think that I see that in my future, but we've got to get this music thing out of the system first.
Right, right, right.
But no acting. I don't think that I'd deal well with the melodrama. I don't think I couldn't do the crying or anything like that. Or the anger. I don't possess the anger.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can
it's
make
not
you
such
mad
a bad
today.
Thing.
We'll draw some anger out of you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get another song from Tim Fontaine. And this one is on the new album?
It is, yes. This one is called The Expressionist.
And what was the story or motivation behind this song?
This one is about a crazy time, a long time ago. And some of the characters involved in that. I'm not going to give too much away because it might reflect poorly on them, but it was meant with affection.
All right.
Of course.
Tim Fontaine on Border Crossings.
Come behold the expressionist. Cutting suede in the night, ruby lip and Teflon cloak, with believers at their hands. There'll be cowboys and beauty queens shaking rebellious hips, with all that perpetual youth and ostensible bliss. These are the tales this is the time. Friday bleeds into Saturday, Saturday disintegrates. How do they fly so close to the sun with all that style, all that grace? Let me ride on your coattails. I'm in there, of emancipation. Oh, but no, these are the days, and this is the time. I don't want to come down, I don't want to go home. Oh, take me away with my appetite. There's a dreamer behind all the job and the jokes. Oh, no, no, no. Blazing trails with their feet, scarlet skinned and dance hall home with some white lies in their teeth. These are the days, and this is the time. I don't wanna come down, I don't wanna go home. Oh, take me away. My appetite. There's a dreamer behind all the chow and the jokes. Oh my no 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 no.
Tim Fontaine's our guest, and this is the voice of America, listening to some great music off of his debut album, which is called Almost Human. And you play a lot of instruments, I guess, yourself.
I kind of tinker.
You tinker?
Yeah, I tinker.
What are the things you tinker on?
I tinker with guitars and organs and pianos, of course.
Very good.
Yeah.
Self-taught or?
Yeah. It was that room I was talking about. I spent a lot of time in that room just figuring it out.
Amazing.
I don't know if I ever did figure it out, but I know that enough came of it to actually resemble a recording.
Wow. It's not often you get to meet a person who has so much talent. I'm not just saying this. You write, you produce, you play multiple instruments that you've taught yourself. Mm. Any vocal instruction throughout your life, or is this
I had a little bit of vocal instruction, but I certainly didn't stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
I found that vocal instruction can have you sounding the same as everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, that's where that would push you.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of stopped that and wanted to do it my own way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have stuck with it, though. I think I'd be a much better singer if I'd stuck with it.
I saw the word raw applied to what you're doing, to the new project.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know how to feel about that word.
It's an interesting
mixed
word.
Mixed feelings, yeah.
So how would you describe the album? When you listen to it, what's the thought that comes into your head?
I think it's pretty passionate, I were to choose one word. Mm-hmm. Might sound a little cheesy. I would have said raw.
You would have said
raw.
Yeah.
But it's been taken, of course.
And you've been compared to Michael Hutchins.
Really? By
yes.
whom?
Many people.
Is that right?
What I've read is that because it says Michael Hutchins and his sort of dry, funky rock sound, formerly of NXS. Also from Australia.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of in the same vein.
Wow. That's a big statement.
I don't know how to feel
about that. Other people have said that. I think the Australian tie creates that a little bit. I've certainly got a similar vocal approach, but he was one of many that sang in that sort of way. So I don't know that Michael's the only influence there.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if people think of that, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, not at all.
No.
And who are your influences?
A lot of Australian acts. Mm-hmm. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are a big factor. Wow. The Church.
Mm-hmm.
Acts like the Drones, which are mm-hmm. more recent. Many others mm-hmm. that escape me right now, of course.
And who would you like to work with in the future on your wish list?
I have no idea. I'm sure that there are people that I should be working with that would really mm-hmm. help push it along, mm-hmm. producers and whatnot. But I need to find those people.
Mm-hmm.
I always had an admiration for the people like Quincy Jones.
Right, right.
Just that sort of late disco thing. Mm-hmm. And I spent so much time listening to those records when I was a kid that sort of sunk in a little bit.
Right.
Obviously, that's not going to happen working with him, but that's my understanding of the producer and what mm-hmm. the producer can and can't do.
Mm.
So I've probably got an idea in my head that's not very practical there. But I haven't kept up to date with modern day producers. I perhaps should have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of band members and artists themselves are doing a lot of production now too, as a way of expanding their mm-hmm. employability, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys from the National, even Dan from the Black Keys, they're now producing records right. for other people too. So anything that they're involved in, I'm interested in.
Hmm. Now, I mean, a question that came into my mind, you said one of the songs, the first one you sang was, you had written, you said 3 years ago or so.
Yeah, approximately. Yeah.
And the one you just sang, it was also written a while ago. Why did it take so long to put an album together, your first album?
Well, I had, I'd recorded all the parts, but I needed it to be mixed and mastered and everything. And I was doing that whilst I was in the US with a guy back home.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about this delay is that I've got another one written now, and that's in the works.
Mm.
That's being recorded at the moment too. So I didn't sit around waiting. I got moving on to the next project, yeah.
Well, that's great. That's excellent. And I guess it's probably a lot more work, but it's also a lot more rewarding to do all this yourself. You're doing this, producing and putting out these albums yourself.
Yeah, I think with that necessity, I came to learn about the production side of things and
mm-hmm.
The arrangement and things that other people might entrust to a professional or mm-hmm. to somebody else. I was forced to learn. So I've got my own way and I'm kind of set in that way now. So when you said before, working with other people at that level, if I were to work with another producer, that might be a big adjustment, but one that I perhaps should make.
Mm-hmm. Now that you've done the first album and it's out, will you do anything different on the second album?
Yeah, the second album's going to have the guys in the band playing.
Mm-hmm.
So it already sounds a lot richer for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger sounding.
Okay. And when is the plan for that album?
Should be done by September, October.
Okay. And out by the end of the year or next
year? I'm hoping around October, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's written from my perspective. The recording's not quite complete.
Right.
But it's on course.
All right. Well, Tim Fontaine is in our studios, and we are talking about his debut album, Almost Human, which is out and available right now, and people can go to iTunes and Amazon, I'm sure, to get it. And
iTunes, yeah.
How about your website?
There is a link to iTunes there.
And that website would be?
It is barocomusic.com, B-O-R-O-K-O, music.com.
Barocomusic.com.
Yes.
Tim's going to sing another song for us. What's the next song that we're going to hear?
This next song is called Less About Love, and this is off the new set of songs.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's not available.
This was not available?
No, it's to whet the appetite, yeah.
A sneak peek into what's coming up in the future.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, here's Tim Fontaine.
Yes, they're calling me from the nowheres and the stars. I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. It's another sabotage. I just want to take your picture. You came as the killer. Your crimson gloves. We got nothing here to remember. come on, let's talk a little less about love. She gives me everything, utterly everything. And the rose is well in bloom. But all the wanting ones, yes, all the wanting ones, they got me howling at the moon. Oh, no, no. I just want to take your picture, to bring all your silver and your sleepy drugs. We got nothing here to remember. So come on, let's talk a little less about love. People like me, people like you, people like everybody else. People like me, people like you, people like everybody else. People like me, people like you, people like everybody.
Great sounding song, great sounding music. I like your voice. You have a great sound.
Thanks, Larry.
Tim Fontaine is our guest all the way from Melbourne, who now calls America his home. And are you putting down roots here? Are you going to stick it out here, or are you having plans to return at some point?
We have plans to return for, at the very least, mm-hmm. a vacation mm-hmm. or holiday, as we would say. I've said holiday here, and it hasn't gone over so well. we'll be going back hopefully at the end of the year mm-hmm. For a short time at the very least. And after that, we don't know.
All right.
But it will be somewhere within what's in the best interest of all this.
Right.
So it's likely that that will be New York, but who knows?
Right. And when you put out a new album, you have to tour. I don't know if you like yeah. performing live or not, but it's yeah. just a part of the beast, and you have to do that.
Yeah.
So people can keep track on your website, I'm sure, of those tour dates.
Absolutely, yes. And that will be there. I'm hoping that there'll be dates perhaps in the fall. Not mm-hmm. autumn, the fall of this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they can, of course, find that on there.
And hopefully you'll be taking the show around the world.
Yes, I'm hoping so too.
That would be
But perhaps not this fall.
Not this fall.
Maybe
sometime
the
in
fall.
The future.
Maybe some other fall, yes.
Stay tuned. What's the website again? It's Barocco.
Barocco Music. Barocco Music.com.
And there, Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
Yes,
are you doing all that stuff?
Barocco Music and... Yes, is on Facebook and Twitter as well. Yes.
All right. And you can keep track of Tim and keep up on when the next album comes out sometime September, October
yeah.
in the fall. So that'd yeah. be wonderful. Well, so much to great to meet you, Tim, and to have you in our studios. And
you too, Larry.
To have you perform here. And
thank you.
You sound great.
Thank you very much.
You know, enjoy the music. So everybody go get a copy of the new album. It's called Almost Human. And our guest has been Tim Fontaine. This is Border Crossing. Stay tuned.
Me all night, and it's on.
this is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and welcome to a special program. We've got a musical guest in our studios, and she is lovely, she's talented, and we'd like to introduce her to the world. Jessie Millay is here. Welcome.
Hi.
It's great to have you in D.C.
Yes, we're super excited to be here. Just made it in time.
Yeah, that's right. You were on the road not more than 5 minutes ago,
yeah.
Flying down the highway.
We were.
And here you are.
And here we are.
Welcome to D.C. Welcome to the world. Now, first of all, is this your very first time in Washington, D.C., or have you been here before?
It's not. I've been here before. I actually performed here on a club tour last year, and have just been here in the past with my family.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a very large audience that's quite diverse and made up of a number of people in a number of countries. There are 60 countries tuned in, and among them we have a large following in the Philippines. And you are headed to the Philippines, you said, soon, maybe with the family.
Yes, hopefully at the end of the year.
Little reconnection.
Yes, first-time connection.
First-time connection. Yes. Mom is from the Philippines.
My mom is from the Philippines. She came over here when she was only 3 years old and has never been back. So this will be a journey.
Very exciting. Well, there's a lot of exciting things going on in your life. New record company called The Coalition. I guess it's a joint venture, and you're involved with that?
Yeah, it's our own production company. We're a new media company. We do everything from our own music to music videos to marketing. We're our own little label. Mm-hmm. I've been through the label system a few times with Jive, with Warner Brothers, and now doing it all independently.
A veteran. And you look like you're not even old enough to be doing this
Started
stuff.
Young. Wow. I was signed the first time when I had just turned 14. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, been at this for a minute.
Yeah, everything started for you young. I guess I read where you wrote your first song at 8, or you started actually in the singing and the interest when you were very young.
Yes, I've been involved in performing groups from the time I was, 8 years old. I got to perform at Olympic events in Australia, toured Disney World. I've been doing this forever. It's definitely my first and truest passion in life, and we're still at it.
And you, I guess you do some acting too, in addition to the singing?
Do I?
Well, were you involved with the Cinderella? I mean, at Disney and the Cinderella?
Oh my gosh. When I was in my my girl group, No Secrets, on Jive, we actually did the theme song for the Cinderella movie, or for the Sleeping Beauty movie.
And do you want to be in film?
In film?
Because you're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you are.
Well, thank you very much. I would definitely like to branch out and get in there. That's what's next once we get this music off the ground.
You're living in the right place. You live in Hollywood and went to UCLA or just graduated from UCLA?
Just graduated about a year and a half ago.
What was your major?
I majored in World Arts and Cultures and have an AA in psychology.
And you also have an A+ in fashion.
Well,
you have your own
you.
Fashion sense, your own fashion company, and a website?
Yes, I have my own fashion blog called mywhitetea.com, and it's been so much fun for me to start blogging. It actually all came about because when I was signed to different labels and just when I started working with different people in general, people would tell me, oh, you don't have a sense of fashion, you don't know your style, you need to be more extreme, you need to, wear meat dresses and,
be
more like Gaga
like
or Nicki
somebody
Minaj.
Else, right?
Yeah, somebody else, and those kinds of styles work amazing for them. But it's not what I'm comfortable presenting myself as. So I decided, I'm going to show you that I actually do have my own fashion sense.
That's great.
And it's working out just fine for me.
Absolutely gorgeous. As somebody who's sitting across from her, I can attest to the fact she's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, you designed that outfit yourself?
I can't take credit for this.
Okay.
This is all BCBG Runway.
Mm-hmm. But you do design
your
own clothing.
I do design my own costumes for the stage, for my music videos. I do all the costume designing. I'm actually working on a small line of just 6 pieces right now to start releasing through my website.
So this whole new thing is a rebirth for you.
It really is.
And it sounds like you are taking charge of every angle of your career at this point in time. The music, the producing, I know you're involved in it. You're working with some heavyweight producers on the new project. But the clothing and everything else.
Everything. That's just the way we want to do it. Everything we want to do ourselves.
That's fantastic.
It's working out great for us.
Well, we're going to be talking with, Jessie Millay more about the tour that she's on. But before we do that, let's hear some music. You're going to sing a song for us?
Yeah. Let's do it.
What's the name of the song?
This is The Thing About Love. It's one of my most personal tracks off the EP and probably my favorite.
Okay.
And it's called The Thing About Love.
All right. Jessie Millay.
The Thing about love is it can really break you down. Just when you had enough, it comes back around. Oh, you give it all you got, but tell me what's the use. Oh, 'cause when it comes down to it, why am I the one to lose? Say I need space and I try to walk away, but you pull me back. And when I need you to stay, you ain't never there for me. Why you treat me like that? And now you want me back, but I ain't looking back. Baby, when I'm done, it's done. Already been through this before. I gotta let you go. This time I'm sticking to my guns. Baby, we had our chance, we blew. That's the thing about love, it's hard to give it up, even when it falls apart. The thing about love is it can make you cry. Sometimes you fall so hard, but it just ain't right. No, how could something so good you feel so bad, bad? We got caught up in the fight, didn't know what we had. Oh, you say I need space and I try to walk away, but you pull me back. And when I need you to stay, you're never there for me. Why you treat me like that? And now you want me back, but I ain't looking back. Baby, we blew it, now we're both standing here looking foolish. See, that's the thing about love, it's hard to give it up, even when it falls apart. Tell me why we always play this game of love and love. I guess that's what they always say, you win some, you lose some. Wish I could catch a break just once. Which I'm asking for. I thought that you would be that one, but I guess that they're wrong. And now you want me back, but I ain't looking back. Baby, when I'm done, it's done. Already been through this before. I gotta let you go. This time I'm sticking to my guns. Baby, we had our chance, we blew.
That's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Your voice is gorgeous. Jesse Malay is on the show. And Give Me Life is the name of the new album.
Yes.
And how would you describe your music? I mean, just listening to that, gorgeous love song, ballad.
Yeah.
But the EP has so many different kinds of songs on
yes,
it.
That one is a little on the side from what the rest of the album is like. I do a lot of fun pop dance music. I really like to make music that people can have fun, make memories to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very love and lust based.
Woo!
Yes. Yeah, and it's just really great up-tempo dance music that has a lot of hip-hop influence, even some samba influence. Mm-hmm. While I was at UCLA, I actually studied samba and a lot of Brazilian culture that I got really into. So we have some of those percussive elements in the music. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just a good time.
And you hurt your knee?
I did. I tore my ACL a few years ago now and had to undergo major knee surgery, which was so scary because I, you know, I had the fear that I'd never be able to dance again. And dancing is how I started this all. I started dancing at 2 years old, and dancing is just so central to who I am. It was a huge fear that I wouldn't recover from it, but I had great surgeons, and I'm back.
And now you're dancing with a panther.
Yeah, you saw my bougie video.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a very sweet panther. He was an old man, actually. He was 20 years old. He's actually the panther from the Jungle Book.
Oh, really?
And he was a sweet sweetheart. Yes, we had a good time on that runway.
And that was the only condition that you dance with a panther. It's got to be old.
It's
hard of hearing, can't see well.
Basically, yeah. I didn't want any, you know.
Any accidents,
yeah.
So you're on tour now.
I am.
With Danity Kane. How did that happen?
Yeah, Danity Kane. So the Stereotypes were the producers that are doing all of their new music. Mm-hmm. I've been friends with them for years, and also the producer that is doing my whole EP has been friends with them since college. So they've kind of been watching what we've been doing. They've heard some of the new music, so they were like, I think you're going to be a perfect fit. Would you like to come on tour with us? And 2 days later, we were on tour.
Wow.
We put the whole thing together in 2 days. I had no show, no dancers, no choreographer, nothing together. Mm-hmm. And one of my dancers and I, we choreographed everything in 2 days, found our third lovely lady. I see her over there in the studio. And we taught her everything in a day and got this show on the road. Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely amazing.
It's been crazy.
Now, Danity Kane took a few years off, and so they're back together again.
Yes, yeah, and which everyone's so excited about. They have the most amazing fan base. Their fan base is so loyal, and I'm super grateful to be introduced to a lot of them because they're taking really well to the music, and they're just great, sweet people.
Now, when you watch them perform, do you miss the girl group days at all or no?
I have to say I do sometimes. I loved my girls. I'm still super close with a few of them. We were like sisters. And going through that experience with them was just so much fun because we just got to experience everything together as a little family, you know.
Right.
But I have my family now, the coalition.
Your new family.
Group, my new family,
Must be pressure, though, because now, I mean, it's not a group. It's you. You're the one
yes.
and alone, just you.
I have my dancers on stage with me.
But you're singing.
Yeah.
And the spotlight's
on
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a lot more pressure. a lot more pressure.
Now, where can
but
people
I
go
kinda
if
like it.
They want to get the EP or they want to check out your fashion? I know your fashion's a blog in one location, but if they want to go and follow your tour and maybe you'll travel internationally.
Yeah, that's the
Where
plan.
Would people go?
Go visit my website. That's jmalay.com, jmalay.com. And from there, you can go everywhere from my YouTube channel to my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And the fashion blog is mywhitetea.com. And follow me at Jessie Malay. That's JessieMalay.
And do you respond directly or do you have your staff,
nope,
your peeps?
I respond to every single message.
Wow, that's
and
great.
I try to respond to every single comment I get to. I really like to be connected.
Why did you call the EP Give Me Life? Is there some significant meaning apart from being a song on the EP? Is there a meaning behind that particular selection?
Yeah, really just this whole process has been, like you said, a rebirth. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, I really feel like I'm living through my music and my artistry that I'm putting out. So it was just appropriate.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Do you write the songs yourself?
I co-write everything with a really talented production team called BPM. They're composed of producer Brian Deepwaters, singer-songwriter Mika Lett, and singer-songwriter and vocal producer extraordinaire Philip Whitey Bianco. They are such an incredibly talented team. And yeah, we're doing all the music front to back together.
And what happens after this tour? Because it's a short tour. It's not a long tour. It ends in the middle of June. So what are you going to do? Where will Jessie Malay be off to after that?
After this, we're actually in talks of doing a USO tour. So
great.
I'm hoping that comes through. I'm also in talks of doing a China tour. So
fantastic.
Hoping that
they're
comes
listening
through
right
as
now.
Well. Hey, China. I can't wait to get over there.
Ni hao. Now, you look a lot like Jennifer Lopez. Your smile, your laugh, everything is kind of like, whoa.
Really? Yeah.
You get that all the time.
I do. I get that all the time. But you know what? She has been killing it in the game for decades now.
Right.
So that is not a bad comparison.
I wonder if people look to her and say, you look like Jessie Malay.
That'll be the day. then I'll know I've made it.
Well, congratulations on all the success and on the tour. It's got to be exciting right now. And I want you to come back. You know, I'm sure you're working on a full studio album.
Yeah, we actually have a full studio album almost ready to go, but we're going to save it. We're going to save it.
Well, when it does come out, please come back.
I'll be here.
We'd love to have you back on the show. Thank you. The EP is Give Me Life. It's Jesse Malay. Thank you guys for coming in. You brought your keyboardist in.
Yeah, Gabriel Santiago.
Hi, Gabriel.
Killing it on the keys for me.
Thank you both for coming in this morning. I know this is early for an artist, and they've got you running around.
No, we would have been here earlier. We just had to drive in from Philly. But yeah.
Wow. And where does the tour go next for the next couple of weeks?
We're going to New York.
New York.
So excited. New York tomorrow night and San Diego to close out the tour. Mm-hmm. And just so excited to finish out the tour back at home.
And again, the website to get the EP?
That's jmalay.com.
All right.
Or you can go to givemelifeep.com.
And the fashion blog?
My White Tee. That's just the tee. MyWhiteTee.com.
Jesse Malay. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Me.
Well, thank you so much for listening to today's show. It was wonderful, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. My name is Larry London. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA. We'll be right back.